Nearly 1,500 Gazans took part in a march on the eve of Palestinian Prisoners' Day to call for release of prisoners from Israeli jails. Carrying pictures of their loved ones, prisoners' families pleaded with Arab leaders to break their silence toward the plight of Palestinian prisoners. Performers acted out scenes of how Israeli prison guards treat prisoners in their jails.
We're here today to remember our children, but our hearts are broken because we miss them. And there isn't a day that goes by when we don't think of them. But Arab leaders are apathetic.
According to Palestinian Authority Minister of Detainees, Israel currently holds some 9,200 Palestinian prisoners. Hamas, whose military wing, along with two other Palestinian factions, captured the Israeli soldier in 2006, said that Shalit will not see the light of day until Palestinian prisoners are released.
The men and women of Palestine have sacrificed the best years of their lives, and we will not release the captive soldier until our prisoners are released.
International human rights activists also took part in the march to demand release of Palestinian prisoners who suffer in Israeli jails. The Palestinian Ministry of Detainees said in a recent report that around 1,300 of around 9,200 Palestinians in detention are suffering from severe medical problems for which Israeli prison service refuses to provide treatment. Around 194 Palestinians have died in Israeli prisons since 1967 due to torture or medical negligence.
These are prisoners that deserve our solidarity, that deserve justice, that they are living daily suffering, and it is the responsibility of anybody, I think, who has a conscience to stand with these prisoners, to demand their rights, and to say that we have not forgotten them, that they are not alone, and that they are really symbols, I think, of the endurance and steadfastness, which is a mark of the Palestinian struggle as a whole.
The issue of the prisoners is considered one of the most important issues, as one in five Palestinian men has been arrested by the Israeli occupation forces since the 1967 war.
Gazans say they are marching to remind the world of the plight of their fellow citizens who continue to suffer in Israeli jails. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.